بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Ya Subh Ya Madina Ya Sham Ya Madina.
Ya Subh Ya Madina Ya Sham Ya Madina مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ بلا جان کیا جام مینا عالم تیرا کیف خوش خرام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے جو ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے جو ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ قدوسي غلام مدينة يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجاه قام مدينة يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجاه قام مدينة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. ما شاء الله مولانا اسماعيل صاحب his father مولانا عبد الرحمن just back from Medina Sharif. So with more feeling they rendered the poem also inshallah. يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة. These mornings of Medina and the evenings of Medina. Those beautiful times and means all the time. When the time to be in Medina, whether it's a morning or the evening, and those two times particularly have got great value, it has got great essence. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e Madina. Blessed are you that you have, that you're staying here in Medina Sharif. Whether it is the visitor who goes, the Zair, to go and visit Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or whether it is those people who stay there permanently. How fortunate are not those people. Like one Buzurg, somebody told him that make dua that Allah enters us into Jannah. He said, if I'm not already in Jannah, then where am I? He said, where Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, if that is not Jannah, then what is that? That is Jannah already. So how fortunate to be in the neighborhood, to be in the sohbat. Also, as explained, that one niyat we should make when we are in Medina Sharif, and especially in the masjid, and whenever we are close to the Rauza-e Mubarak, that we are sitting in the sohbat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as we are sitting, we go to any buzurg, any pious person, the places are blessed, Kaaba Sharif, Haram Sharif, etc. And Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if a person makes that niyat, that as long as he's sitting there, he's sitting in the sohbat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yaj zamana ba sohbat awliya. And to be a little while in the company of the awliya. And this is the king of the awliya. To be a little while in his company. But we don't usually make that niyat. We don't think of it also. So if we make that niyat and we sit there, how fortunate inshallah won't a person be. بھلا جانے کیا جام و مینا اے عالم. What do the people of the world know? What is جام و مینا? That is the people who drink their liquor, wine, and they pour it into their glasses and they think they are enjoying themselves. What do they know? What is enjoyment? تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. The enjoyment and the kafiyat, the condition of that person who is in Medina Sharif. The person who knows who Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. And the Medina Sharif is at this moment undoubtedly the more superior than Jannat also. Because Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Medina Sharif. So those people who made an effort and they realized the value of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when they go there with that eagerness, they go there. May Allah bless us with these realities, and let it not only be words that we are saying or hearing, but that these realities come into us. Like some people are more concerned in which hotel they are going to stay, and the more important thing is to have that eagerness that as soon as we are there, make ghusl, change our clothes, and go and read Salatul Salam. Unless really if a person is really tired or something, it's different. But otherwise, that keenness, that eagerness should be there, that we go there and we read Salatul Salam. Medina ki ghaliyon mein, har ek qadam par, in Medina Sharif, wherever we are, every alley, every street, wherever we are, all the time, ho madde nazar, ihtiram-e-Madina. That is also very important.
not only that we show love and that we have love also, but the respects of Medina Sharif also. And we must control our gazes there, control our tongue there, control our thoughts there. Commonly it happens, we see people in different conditions, especially today people taking photos, etc. Then sometimes our thoughts go, look at these people here. We must be the ihtiram of Medina. We mustn't have this bad thoughts about people, evil thoughts. The action is bad, but we must make dua. We must not think low about them. We don't know who is where by Allah Ta'ala. Hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe. Waha dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. Only Allah knows the condition. So we shouldn't. And also sometimes we see people with the children. The children are playing around. We feel that they have come, they are making a picnic here, etc. We shouldn't judge anyone. We must say what is right and encourage the right. But we should be thoughtful of our thoughts. Our eyes, our ears, our thoughts, everything in Medina Sharif. And there also we should try and have as many sunnats as possible within our lives. Medina, 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 Medina. The name Medina should make us go into a trance. We should get that enjoyment, just the name of Medina. The thought of Madinatul Munawwara, that is where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is resting. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, all the Sahaba, how many of them, and where Islam spread in the world. And we should also think at the same time what sacrifices the Sahaba made radiyallahu anhum in order to spread Islam. Today we got it ready on a plate. Mali muft dile be raham. When a person gets something for free, he doesn't appreciate that what sacrifices. Especially as in another poem, Hadrat says, when you go to Uhud, think of the sacrifices of the mujahideen of Uhud and the shuhada of Uhud. What sacrifices they made. Bara lutf deata hai naami Medina. Today, a person on his skipper, I love so and so. This country, that country, just the name of this place, that place, but the name of Medina should strike a chord in the heart. And a person should go into an enjoyment, into an ecstasy, just hearing the name of Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah bless us with this reality. Very, very fortunate is that person whom Allah blesses with the love of Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama, Quran Sharif, the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And this also, as Buzurgs explain, our Shaykh also, Rahimahumullah, that it mustn't just be words. Unfortunately, especially for a person like me, it's only words. The reality, may Allah bless us with the reality and the true love. Nigahon mein sultaniyat hech hogi. Kingdom, and to be a king, and to be a president, and a prime minister, and a ruler, all this will have no value in a person's eyes. That these things won't have value, dunya's things, whatever they are. In our case, our cars, our 4x4s, our gardens, our houses, etc. All these things won't have value. Jo payega dil mein payame Medina. That person who will find in his heart the message of Medina Sharif. The Nuskha-e Kimia, that very, very valuable prescription, which is of how to become an insan. We are insan, but unfortunately we haven't got insaniyat in us. We got hayawaniyat in us. We got animalism in us. We haven't got insaniyat in us. And the message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Payam-e Medina is how we should become insan. How to become a husband, how to be a father, how to be a neighbor, how to be a friend. This insaniyat, unfortunately, we lack it very, very greatly. Sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho? Where are you looking for the contentment of contentment of the world? Sukoon-e jahan, the contentment of the world. Now was holiday period. People went where and where for holidays in order to find sukoon. And people went far, far places also, just to find its sukoon. And in most cases, we find that the people have come back quite dark, black, sunburnt, a whole day in the sun. Where are you looking for sukoon? Sukoon is not in all these places. Sukoon e jahan hai, nizam e Madina. The sukoon of the world, the enjoyment, the peace of mind, the contentment of heart that lies in the system of Madina Sharif of the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we cannot even imagine today. We are very, very, very far. And today's environment, and today our own tabiat, the food that we eat, the environment we are living in, we cannot even ever imagine it. May Allah, out of His fazal and His karam, show His kindness to us and let us enjoy whatever little there is of deen that we have, and let the reality of it come into us, inshallah. Wo azad akhtar ghame do jahan se. Hazrat says, addressing himself, that it is for every person, that every person will be freed from the worries of the two worlds. Whatever worries there are, when jo ho jaye dil se ghulam Madina. Hazrat, every word is weighty, and we should pay attention to it. That person who by his heart becomes a slave of Medina. Not only lip service, not only outwardly, but truly in our heart, we become the slaves of Medina, Madinatul Munawwara. That is the Nizam, the system, and the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And al-muhib, muti'un liman yuhib. A lover is he is obedient, and he follows in the footsteps of his beloved. So if the sunnats are in our lives, and at every nook and corner of our lives, if we can bring the sunnats, not only when we come for namaz or Ramzan or we go Ramzan Sharif or we go for Umrah, etc., then we dress properly like Muslims. But otherwise, our dressing also is not correct. Our eating, etc. If we, how many of us? One friend just told me recently, he said that they were eating for breakfast in the restaurant there, in the hotel, but then I felt awkward that we are sitting at the table and eating. And we are in Madina Sharif or in Makkah Sharif and we are sitting at the table and eating. So he decided to stay in his room rather, to have a simple breakfast. All that lavish things which are served there, what a sacrifice. MashaAllah, may Allah Ta'ala give us also these qualities which our friends have got. That sunnah, otherwise we find that in Madina Sharif also, that we are sitting at the table when we are eating, etc. And unfortunately, almost all the toilet pans are the high pans now, unfortunately. And many times they are facing Qibla also. So all these things we should try and, if we can't avoid it, at least be conscious and make tawbah and istighfar of all this. And then how much of Durood Sharif that we recite there, and how much of connection that we feel with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah. We were reading in this kitab, Tarbiyat-e-Ashiqan-e-Khuda, that is the letters people have written to Hazrat, and Hazrat's replies to them. We were reading our Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum's letter. We read the first part of it. The second part of his letter is, Hazrat Wala, Allah Ta'ala aapka saaya hum par taadir, sihat wa aafiyat ke saath qaim rakhe. Hazrat, may Allah keep your shadow, may Allah give you long life, keep your shadow over us for a long time with good health and with aafiyat. Kya batao ke aapne kya kar diya? What can I explain and what can I say? What you have done to us? Aapne mujh jaise andho ko beena kar diya. You have made a blind person like me, you made him seeing, you made him a seeing person. If a person has got is blind and somebody operates on him or whatever and he becomes a seeing person. So like that, unfortunately, dunya's things we see very well and we are very worried about our eyes also for seeing things of dunya. But to see the things of akhirat and the realities of deen, the day of qiyamah, the qabr, the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sweetness of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, the enjoyment of the Quran Sharif, when these things are opened on a person, then that person really appreciates this effort. Aap gumrah ko hidayat ki raah par laga diya. A person who was not, who was gumrah, who was astray, you put him on the straight path. What an appreciation. And this is the tawadu. Otherwise, Hazrat Maulana himself was of a great status already, long ago. But this is his humility that he writes this. Khushk Maulai ko marifat ilahi ki chashni ata ki. Just to be a dry Maulana, a Maulvi, just to be that everything, jais, najais, haram, halal, this is right, this is wrong, all do this, don't do that, only that, you change that into Mawla ki chashni, the sweetness of Allah, the sweetness of the love of Allah Ta'ala, you changed it into that. Pardo ko hata kar aapne zikr ki ujalo mein la khara kar diya. You removed the veils and you brought us and made us stand in the light. All the darkness you removed. Like for example, in the morning the curtains are drawn. Now when you draw the curtains, you open them, then the light of the day, the sun comes in. We were in darkness like this. You brought light and you showed us this light. بہت سے رزائل سے بغیر سخت مجاہدہ و مشقت نکلنے کی راہیں دکھلائیں. From many bad habits that we had, there is all the humility of Hazrat Maulana that he is writing, that all with many bad habits that we had, without you made it so easy for us, without much mujahada, without much effort, you made it easy for us to leave all that, those bad habits of ours. آپ کے احسانات کا کیسے شکریہ ادا کروں. How can I be thankful and be and express my thanks for your favors upon us? What and what haven't you done to us? جواب حضرت writes the answer to this part of the letter. اللہ تعالیٰ آپ کے حسن زن کے برکات سے احقر کو نوازش فرمائے. This is now what the elders are. That his حضرت says that your حسن زن, your good thoughts that you have of about me, by the barakat of that, may Allah shower His favors upon me. They don't think themselves to be like that at all, and they always feel that they are not. In fact, the real awliya realize they are not like that. And like Hazrat at one time, later in Hazrat's life, Hazrat one time said, "I don't like when people praise me. I can't take the praises anymore." When a person starts feeling. So, but anyway, Ye Hazrat wrote that, may Allah Ta'ala, your good thoughts that you have about me, may Allah Ta'ala shower His blessings upon me. The next part of the letter, Hazrat Wala, of my Hazrat, aapki ruhani mawaiz, your spiritual bayans, lectures, and Hazrat's bayans all, which are so dard-e-dil, sozish-e-dil, it makes the heart boil, it makes the heart tremble. Hazrat's bayans which are like that. Aapki nurani surat, how you look like a farishta, so nurani, how beautiful and how handsome. Aapki haseen sirat, and your good character that you have. Aapka dard o soz mein duba hua lehja, and your tone when you giving bayan, which is toned in dard or soz, in that love and fear of Allah Ta'ala, and that great desire for Allah Ta'ala, which how many people who don't understand Urdu also, but they make out just from the tone of the of Hazrat's bayan, who don't understand Urdu, that what a feeling Hazrat is making his bayan with. آپ کا انوار و معرفت سے چھلکتا ہوا دل, and آپ کا انوار معرفت سے, with the انوار which is the plural of نور, the نور, the how many نور of the معرفت of Allah Ta'ala, which is overflowing from your heart when you are making bayan, when you are talking, everything, that معرفت of Allah Ta'ala which is overflowing from your heart. دل کو ترپاتا ہے. It makes my heart shake. It makes my heart alive, that love of yours. اور دل کو گرماتا ہے. And it makes my heart warm. آپ نے اپنوں کو اور غیروں کو اسیر کر دیا. You made those who are with you and those who are far from you. You made them all your prisoners. In other words, your lovers. They all became imprisoned by you. And they were imprisoned in your love. How beautiful letter Hazrat Maulana has written. How he has expressed his feelings. Hazrat Wala, میں جب آپ کی صفات پر غور کرتا ہوں, او مائی حضرت, ہی سیز, وین آئی تھنک آف یور کوالٹیز, اور اپنے آپ کو اس آئینہ میں دیکھتا ہوں, اینڈ آئی لک ایٹ مائی سیلف ان یور مرا, دیٹ از یور لائف, یور ویز, اینڈ آئی لک ایٹ مائی سیلف ان دیٹ مرا آف یورز, تو واللہ اپنے آپ کو پوری مخلوق میں سب سے کمتر, دین بائی اللہ آئی ریئلائز آئی ایم دا لوئسٹ ان آل دا کریشن آف اللہ تعالی. کمینہ خصلت, آئی ہیو گاٹ دا ورسٹ آف ہیبٹس, بدتر اور فاسق پاتا ہوں. دس از آل دا ہیوملٹی اینڈ مولانا's پوزیشن, ماشاء اللہ, اینڈ مولانا از ریسٹنگ ان مکہ شریف, ماشاء اللہ. آئی فائنڈ مائی سیلف ٹو بی دا ورسٹ اینڈ دا موسٹ سنفل. 1% بھی اپنے اندر وہ کمالات نہیں پاتا. ایون 1% آئی ڈونٹ فائنڈ دوز کوالٹیز. جو کسی اہل دل عارف باللہ متبع سنت کے خلیفہ میں ہونا چاہیے, وچ شوڈ بی ان دا خلیفہ آف آف اہل دل, دیٹ از اے پرسن ہو ہیز گاٹ اے لونگ ہارٹ, ہارٹ فلڈ ود دا لو آف اللہ تبارک تعالی. اینڈ عارف باللہ, اے پرسن ہو ہیز گاٹ دا ریکگنیشن اینڈ معرفت آف اللہ تعالی. متبع سنت, a person who follows the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which should be in his khalifa. He says, I don't find even 1% of that in me. Whereas Maulana, mashallah, we all know that Allah Ta'ala, what a great personality, what a great buzurg, what a great person he was. But look at the humbleness. Jawab, the answer which Hazrat has written to that, to this, ye ihsas min jumla halat rafi'a سے ہے مبارکباد. دس کنڈیشن آف یورز دیٹ یو فیل یور سیلف سو لو, دس از فرام امنگس دا ہائی کوالٹیز واٹ اے پرسن شوڈ ہیو. مے اللہ تعالی میک اٹ مبارک, اینڈ مے اللہ تبارک تعالی بلیس یو. مے اللہ تعالی بلیس اس ود دیز ریالٹیز, اینڈ لیٹ اس آلسو ہیو دیز کوالٹیز ود ان اس, اینڈ دا ریالٹی آف اٹ اگین, ناٹ جسٹ دا ورڈز. As Hazrat explained in one place, that tasawwuf is not bayan, tasawwuf is not kitabs, tasawwuf is the condition of the heart. May Allah bless us with that, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Quran al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected elders and friends, in this ayat kareema Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of a very very special favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed humanity with. And not only humanity, the entire creation. As we know, Allah Ta'ala mentions in another ayat of the Quran Kareem, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If all of you, the whole of mankind, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, till the last human being, with all your resources, intelligence, even all the jinnat get together, and all of you try and count. Allah Ta'ala has used the jama' sighaya, the plural. All of you get together, ta'uddu, and count what? Ni'mat Allah. Our Honorable Illustrious Hazrat, Damat Barakatum, has taught us that one is one, you don't have to count further. But why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying all of you get together and count one ni'mat, la tu'suha, in that one ni'mat you will spend all your resources, your intelligence, you will get finished, you won't able to reach the brim of one favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited favors. And a useless person like me, where we should understand this reality without the barakat and teachings of our Honorable Hazrat, especially when a person goes on safar, every footstep you just think of Hazrat's teachings, and you can't make enough shukr that Allah ta'ala has joined us to a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in any case, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are beyond our imagination. But our great akabirin, Hazrat Hakim al-Islam, Hazrat Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, has mentioned it very easy. He says the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are beyond our comprehension. Beyond our, we cannot understand and we cannot even think about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we can categorize it into two different categories. One is called the zahiri ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the outward favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The outward favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has made it such that Allah ta'ala has granted to every person. Even those people who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has granted them unlimited outward favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The outward favors are those favors we generally we can see with the naked eye, our body, our clothes, our houses, the food, etc. All these things Allah ta'ala grants us, all these are the outward favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to everybody. But unfortunately, people with limited eyesight, we only measure our status and our honor according to the outward favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas the outward favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generally are very limited and are very short-lived. As long as you are living in this world, you will enjoy the outward favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to take care of the outward favors of Allah, the more you got, the more parishani, the more worry. The more money a person got, the more worry is about security, etc. So all these things, the outward favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are such, if you don't use it correctly and don't appreciate it, then this will become a headache for you. It will become a nikmat, it will become a curse for you. Whereas the other favors, Hazrat has mentioned, the second category of favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are called the batini ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hidden favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hidden favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala doesn't grant it to everybody. Allah ta'ala grants it to His very, very special servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants it to His special friends. And these batini favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has taught us of all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but particularly from amongst the batini favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala impresses upon our minds with great stress, laqad manna Allah, lam for taqeed, qad for taqeed, great stress. And then the verb Allah ta'ala has mentioned, manna Allah, Allah ta'ala has done a great ihsan, a great favor upon humanity. When is ba'asa fihim rasulam min anfusim? When Allah ta'ala sent a great messenger, a great spiritual guide from amongst themselves. And as Hazrat has just explained now, that we are insan, but we got no insaniyat in us. When Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the world, particularly, insaniyat was totally lost. People didn't know what is the reality of insaniyat. Living like worse than hayawan, worse than animals, they regarded themselves as honorable people. They regarded themselves as very progressive people. But, and the world writes that period as jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance, that what evil you could think of was prevalent in that time and age. But Allah Ta'ala teaches us here that how much love Allah Ta'ala has got for His creation. Allah Ta'ala has created us out of the demand of His rahmat, out of the demand of His mercy. And Allah Ta'ala wants us to live under His mercy. And in order to live under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, explained so beautifully in Medina Sharif in one of the majlises. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed four great kitab. The Torah, the Zabur, the Injil and Qurani Kareem. Four great kitabs, many other sahifas. But together with that, Allah Ta'ala sent 120,000 Anbiya alayhi mustalat waslam, Rijalullah, to teach you how to follow those kitabs. Because of the barakat of Rijalullah, you'll able to practice on Kitabullah. Then you'll able to live under the mercy of Allah. You'll able to enjoy the mercy of Allah subhanahu, which shows that Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to go to difficulty. Allah Ta'ala aliyazubillah doesn't want us to suffer and have problems in this world. Otherwise Allah should not have kept the silsila. And not only after the Anbiya alayhimus-salatu wa-salam passed that the Rijalullah came to an end. No, Allah Ta'ala kept the silsila, the men that followed in their footsteps. And till the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be with the true pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll enjoy the very, very special favors of Allah. The batini ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the world, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that the world was lost in so much darkness, that in Kaaba Sharif, the house of Allah, 360 idols, so people totally forgot who is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was pining and desiring that, oh Allah, bring that way of life, bring that road that I can show people. And as Allah Ta'ala says so beautifully, the condition of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدًا. We saw you are looking for a way. You came to such a community, such a nation, that were totally lost. It did not appeal to you in any way whatsoever. And then Allah Ta'ala fahada, Allah Ta'ala send down guidance. Allah Ta'ala send the nur of Qur'an-i Kareem. And when the nur of Hidayat came down, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started passing out the message of Hidayat, where mankind thought it is totally impossible, and in reality it was impossible. But this was the karamat and the mu'jiza, the special great mu'jiza of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a short period to transform such a nation that was totally lost of out of society, to transform them to such a high pedestal that in the history of mankind before and till Qiyamah, nobody will able to make such a nation. That Allah Ta'ala had to acknowledge, Allahu Akbar. And this acknowledgement actually is the acknowledgement of the special effort of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what you transform those people that the world didn't want to look up to them, you made them rijal, you made them men. When these people held steadfast onto the life of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they took from the heart of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from these batini ni'mats, the first thing that they took was iman, recognition of Allah, that for oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we have to come and learn here. This iman has to penetrate our heart. The tajalli of uluwiyat, that Allah Ta'ala special focus of the oneness of Allah, as Hazrat teaches us the beautiful dua Khaja Azizul Hassan sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to make, and Sayyidul Taifa Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi used to make this dua, that Ya Allah, maut na aajai jab tak raaz-e tawheed se aaga na ho. These are the special ni'mats of Allah which Allah Ta'ala grants to His close friends. And then from that, then Allah grants ma'rifat, Allah Ta'ala grants His azmat, Allah Ta'ala grants His muhabbat, His itaad. These are things Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and understanding, that these are things we should be pining for, we should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, coming in the majlis to gain these things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surely and only out of His mercy, Allah Ta'ala grants us the full share of these batini ni'mats, and we enjoy the zahiri ni'mats and make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every split moment. Allah give us tawfiq.
Muhammadu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. Qala an-nabiy, qala Allah ta'ala, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. You've heard this ayat of the Quran Sharif many times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality of this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that, tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if in reality you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me. Follow the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is the benefit of it? يحببكم الله. Allah will love you. And Allah Ta'ala will forgive your gunas and sins for you. One Alim, Mawlana Abdullah from America, when he came here for the conference, so he mentioned a very amazing point under this ayat of the Quran Sharif. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got many Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was Safiyullah, the chosen one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there was Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he was Kalimullah, the one who spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there was Ruhullah, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, the special Ruh of Allah ta'ala was placed, the Ruh, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was placed in Isa alayhi salatu wa salam to give him life. Then there was Ibrahim alayhi salam was Khalilullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ismail alayhi salam was Zabihullah, the one who was slaughtered in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala saved him. So the different Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam had different names, but Habibullah, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was reserved for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, imagine to be the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Mawlana mentioned that he said, see, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the title of Habibullah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so merciful that for every single ummati, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you can also become Mahbub, you can also become Habib. You just follow and imitate the life of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fattabi'uni, you follow him, yuhbibukum Allah. Allah will make you, Allah will love you. You will become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what a high status Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to give on account of following his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many, many times we have heard from our Hazrat that the example of Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, that which Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi mentions, that to be a lover is very, very easy. Because a person can be a lover, he can have no qualities within himself, but he can love. A person is an ugly looking person, a smelly person, a jahil, an ignorant person. He's got no qualities at all. But he sees a rose. And the rose is very, very beautiful. It has got beautiful color. The petals are so lovely to touch, to feel. The smell is so beautiful. How a person is prepared to buy so much of money. The color is so beautiful looking. Why? A person can love because he doesn't need qualities. But the thing you love has to have qualities. The rose, because it has got qualities, it is beloved. A human being who has got qualities, he is beloved also to people. He doesn't have qualities. A person who loves, he doesn't have to have any qualities at all. And if you have got no qualities, no one will love you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, oh my bandas and servants, if you want that, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. Subhanallah, Allah will become the lover, and you will become the beloved. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much, that just by following the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us. We know what we are, our nafs. Allah ta'ala says our nafs in the Quran Sharif, many, many places, how filthy we are, how evil we are, what and what weaknesses we have got within ourselves. Physically from our bodies, every single part of our body is filth and dirt coming out. When a person wakes up in the morning, first thing he rubs his eyes, is dirt coming out from there. From a person's nose, dirt comes out from there. A person doesn't clean his mouth for 1-2 days, dirt comes out from there. When he spits out, there's dirt in there. He eats one morsel of food, and he takes out the same morsel of food from his own mouth. He doesn't want to put it back in his own mouth. He feels uncomfortable that, how can I put this morsel back in my own mouth? From your own body it was. Then a person looks under his arms, a smell is coming out from there. The private part, filth and dirt is coming out, urine and stool. Every part of the body is full of filth and weaknesses and dirt. And then that's the outward. And Allah Ta'ala has kept ourselves concealed. As Mufti Raza al-Haq Sahib, Dawud Barakatum, has mentioned a very beautiful point here. He says, when a person comes out of the toilet, so the sunnah dua to read is Ghufranaka. Ghufranaka alhamdulillah alladhi azhaba anil adha wa afani. He says Ghufranak, there are many, many different meanings the ulama have given. One meaning, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to give, that, oh Allah Ta'ala, make me maaf, because when I was in the toilet, I was uncovered. And normally when a person is uncovered, wrong thoughts come to his mind. So when you come out, that, oh Allah Ta'ala, if any wrong thoughts came to my mind, whatever filthy thoughts, evil thoughts was coming to my mind, make me maaf for it. But Mufti Sahib says that the actual meaning of ghafara is satara, to cover. So a person, he was in the toilet, he was uncovered. So he comes out of the toilet and he says, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conceal my faults. In the toilet I was exposed, but now I am coming out, please conceal myself, my private part in this world, don't disgrace me and embarrass me. And in the qabr and in akhirat, conceal all my faults and my weaknesses. So we are a person outwardly and inwardly, we are full of weaknesses, we are full of faults. Our outward is so much of evil, and our inside is even worse. Everyone knows our character, our akhlaq, how we act, our anger within ourselves, our lust within ourselves, all weaknesses within ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but if you just follow the beloved footsteps and path of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. You will become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a high honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to give to a person. And Allah ta'ala says that, I know you will make mistakes, I know you have got weaknesses within yourselves. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will make maaf your gunas in a sense for you. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah is most merciful. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We should try to bring into our lives every single sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you cannot bring alive the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, at least have the desire. Our Hazrat mentioned that once Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned in one istima, ulama program, that he says that in today's time it's not practical for us to ride a camel. But at least we should have this desire within our hearts. That I wish I could have been in that time, I wish I could be riding a camel still, I wish I could be following that path. Today, because of my weakness, I cannot follow that, I cannot ride on the camel. I cannot sit on the camel and go from one place to another place. But at least the desire must be within a person's heart. That every single sunnah, I cannot live in the house how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lived in. Now in Medina Munawwara, they've got museums and they actually got a replica of the house of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They show you the small house and how it was made of sticks or whatever. And very, very simple and basic. You look at the house and you feel this was the house which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, such a small house, that a person gets shocked that how can a person, human being, live in there. For us, practically, to live in there is very difficult. It's not practical for us, not possible for us because of the weakness of our iman. But at least we should have the desire. When you read the stories of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this desire must come within our heart. And together with that, we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah must remove the life, the love of the way of the kuffar and the disbelievers. Unfortunately, that is completely in our lives. We've got love, liking for their ways. So we should actually make dua for this year. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi once, somebody said that Hazrat make bad dua for the Christians and the Jews. Because because of them, they're causing so much of harm to the Muslims. So Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi lifted up his hand. And he said that, Allahumma, akhrij al-yahudiyata wa al-nasraniyata min qulubina. That, oh Allah Ta'ala, take out the love of the Christian way and the Jewish way from our hearts. This is the actual problem, that we have gone far from the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we have got their lifestyle, the love of their lifestyle in our hearts. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself, firstly, we are very far from it. These are just words. May Allah give myself first reality, that we have love for every single sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to propagate every sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Once Haji Ahmad Naqud Asaf mentioned to us, one person went from Afghanistan and he went to Medina Munawwara and he made intention, I want to stay in Medina Munawwara. That night he saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a dream, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that more beloved to me is you go back to Afghanistan and you go to every masjid and just tell them they must follow one sunnah, they must straighten themselves in namaz. This, I'll have more love, more happy I will be if you will do that. So the person immediately went back to Afghanistan to bring alive that one sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if we can bring alive as many sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives, encourage other people, may Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq. Akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni azkurukum. Tilmira hujaik midanihu. Tu hi tu ho, aur mere tan mein bajaye aabogini, dard-e-dil, ghair se bilkul hi ut jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Allah ichhe shirin istinam, shir shakkar me shawajanam tamam. Allah jalla jalalu ta'ala shanu. Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meenar jaam hai. Allah, 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 Allah,
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم الجمعة ويوم السبت، ليلة السبت، Friday night after مغرب صلاة، Inshallah, in Homestead Park will be our monthly majlis taking place after the Maghrib Salah. Humble request for all brothers to participate. And Inshallah, on Laylatul Ahad, Saturday night after the Maghrib Salah, our monthly Ash'ar majlis will be taking place here at the Darul Ulum, as well as Sunday morning from 10 o'clock till Zuhr Salah. And Inshallah, from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, we'll be having our Mashwara regarding the preparation for the Islahi Jalsa, which will be taking place next month. So I'm a request for all the brothers to bring their reports, whatever efforts they have made for the Islahi Jalsa. JazakAllah.